Judge dismisses Newsmax's antitrust claims against Fox News over shotgun pleading. Judge dismisses Newsmax's antitrust claims against Fox News over shotgun pleading, tossing the suit on Friday after finding the monopoly allegations were fired in a scattershot burst rather than a targeted case. Newsmax had accused Fox of maintaining a monopoly on conservative news broadcasting on cable TV. For now, the only thing cornered is the court's patience. Hawaii declares state of emergency as Hurricane Kiko nears. Hawaii declares state of emergency as Hurricane Kiko nears, with state officials confirming the islands are bracing this week for the impact of a Category 4 storm. Authorities are preparing for severe conditions as the powerful system approaches. Trump signs executive order penalizing countries that wrongfully detain Americans. Trump signs executive order penalizing countries that wrongfully detain Americans, creating a new state sponsor of wrongful detention label for regimes and territorial power brokers that treat U.S. citizens like bargaining chicks. The order empowers Secretary of State Marco Rubio to impose sanctions, export controls, and travel restrictions, with designations lifted if detainees are freed and real policy changes follow. A senior official says targeted countries will get a warning and a window to fix it. Think toolbox, not tantrum. And the aperture widens beyond classic terror sponsors to any outfit exploiting Americans. The James W. Foley Legacy Foundation praised the move as a needed stand against a human rights abuse, while urging a careful, do-no-harm approach to keep bringing people home. The foundation counts at least 54 Americans held hostage or wrongfully in 17 countries during 2024, with about 40 currently detained by 14 countries for geopolitical leverage. In short, a scarlet letter for hostage diplomacy, with consequences attached. Scotland missed the easy route and must take the harder path. Scotland missed the easy route and must take the harder path, landing a daunting World Cup quarterfinal against hosts England next Sunday. Underdogs or not, they insist they'll show some bite, ideally enough to turn home advantage into home nerves. PPV remains viable as Parker Wardley unification approaches. Pay-per-view remains very much alive as Joseph Parker and Fabio Wardley collide at London's O2 Arena on Saturday, October 25th, headlining the aptly titled All or Nothing. The unified interim heavyweight championships are up for grabs, and the bout will air live on PPV, apparently still breathing and still billing. Pritzker criticizes Trump over deportation meme. This is not a joke. This is not normal. Pritzker criticizes Trump over deportation meme. This is not a joke. This is not normal, the Illinois governor said after the president shared a post joking about immigration enforcement and targeting Chicago. Calling Trump a wannabe dictator, Pritzker accused him of threatening to go to war with an American city and blasted the spectacle of policy by meme in a rebuke posted on X. England defeat Australia to book quarterfinal with Scotland. England defeat Australia to book quarterfinal with Scotland, shaking off a glitchy first half to outmuscle the Wallaroos after the break and march on at the Women's Rugby World Cup. The reward, a neighborly grudge match with Scotland, which should have enough bite to qualify as a contact sport even before the first tackle. Scotland to face England in the quarterfinals after loss to Canada. Scotland to face England in the quarterfinals after loss to Canada. Their Exeter slip-up, checking their momentum, and leaving them with the prize of a Women's Rugby World Cup showdown against the hosts. Trump backs some vaccines, diverging from Florida's stance. Trump backs some vaccines, diverging from Florida's stance, while Governor Ron DeSantis and Surgeon General Joseph Ladapo push to eliminate all vaccine mandates, complete with Ladapo likening them to slavery and calling the COVID-19 shot poison. Trump warned the state's tough stance goes too far. He praised long-proven vaccines like polio and even touted the COVID-19 vaccine developed during his term as amazing, arguing some shots just work and aren't controversial. When the former president is the voice of moderation in a Republican vaccine debate, you know the analogy department in Tallahassee has truly gone off the rails.